Hello, everyone, and welcome to the February 17th, 2019 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for February 17th to February 24th and beyond? But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. There are a couple of notable celestial events up in the zodiac this week. Since it entered Sagittarius back on January 29th, Venus, the planet of compromise and agreement, has been getting closer and closer to Saturn, the reality check planet. Sagittarius is the sign of personal truth, personal beliefs. Saturn is stubborn, so Saturn in Sagittarius makes everyone cling to their beliefs. Tomorrow, Monday, February 18th, is the day that Venus and Saturn are exactly conjunct at 22 degrees sidereal Sagittarius. When two planets are conjunct, their significations are forced to combine. Saturn is a serious, practical planet. It's the planet of structure, and therefore rules and regulations and order. It's also the planet of responsibility, the planet of maturity. Venus is a much milder energy, the planet of love and harmony, compromise and agreement. Venus is also the planet of finance, money, and costs. Saturn, the planet of harsh realities, forces Venus to find agreement and come to terms with real costs. Over the past couple of weeks, the significance of this planetary combination has been obvious for all to see. As the two planets grew closer together and their energies were compelled to team up, various negotiations were forced to find resolution. Simultaneously, there was a rather problematic Mars-Uranus conjunction, which had the effect of keeping the pot boiling. More drama, more brinkmanship. In the U.S., this has manifested as Saturn, the reality check planet, making Congress realize the political and financial consequences of yet another government shutdown, and so Congress had to come to agreement, and Mr. Trump had to back down from his threats of what would happen if Congress didn't give him his border wall. Meanwhile, over in Europe, the problems of finding an acceptable Brexit solution have been crashing into the reality of the European Union not giving in to Britain's political machinations. The Saturn-Venus pattern and its manifestation of compelling compromise and realistic finances continues through this week until Venus leaves Sagittarius and enters Capricorn on Sunday, February 24th, whereupon Venus will have to deal with another situation, conjunction with Ketu. More on that next week. The other planetary conjunction happening this week also occurs on Monday, February 18th, but later in the day. Mercury is exactly conjunct Neptune. This puts the planet of rational thinking together with the planet of dreams and fantasies. Actually, this pattern has been building in intensity for the past week as Mercury moved closer and closer to Neptune. For the most part, this is not a favorable combination. It's one of the reasons there has been so much doubt and confusion going on. Also, lots of crazy headlines, speculative news stories, etc. Mercury is the planet of information, and therefore the media. Neptune is the planet of illusion and deception. In other words, a great combination for fake news. But, on the other hand, Mercury as the planet of ideas and reasons, combined with Neptune's imagination and idealism, is great for the idealists, even if not particularly realistic. Also, note that this has been happening in Aquarius, the sign of the social humanitarian, the sign of the revolutionary. The Mercury-Neptune energy pattern will stay with us for another week until Sunday, February 24th, when Mercury moves into Pisces. Note that Mercury changes signs the same day that Venus changes signs, setting up a whole new pattern in the zodiac, which will be the topic of next week's post. And now, before leaving, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. You can show your appreciation for this work and for what this YouTube channel does for you by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.